This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. A Pentecostal church pastor sued his city for the right to hold in-person services during the lockdown. A familiar story. But the story took an unusual turn when the pastor's church was burned to the ground. Find out more after this break.
Have you ever asked yourself the question, how do I reach those in my family or church who are struggling with homosexuality? In her book, An Unconventional Love Letter to the LGBTQ Community, Jessica Newsom shares her personal journey of freedom from a homosexual lifestyle. This resource will give practical application for bridging the gap between the church and the LGBTQ community. If you desire to have effective tools for ministering to the LGBTQ community, you can get Jessica's latest book at loveatthecross.com/book. Be sure to also check out her weekly podcast show on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's called The Victory is Greater Than the Struggle, Ex-Lesbian Podcast. You can find it at cpnshows.com.
Though Mississippi allowed churches to operate as essential businesses during the pandemic lockdowns, the city of Holly Springs, Mississippi, did not for roughly the first month. Pastor Jerry Waldrop, who leads First Pentecostal Church in Holly Springs, filed a lawsuit challenging the city's gathering restrictions. Now, as of late April, the city changed its local order to allow drive-through services, according to the Associated Press. But Waldrop's lawsuit concerned allegations that police officers disrupted a church Bible study and Easter service. The AP reports that city attorney Shirley Byers said that nearly 40 churchgoers were gathered inside the church building, not practicing social distancing. Waldrop contends, however, that churchgoers usually gathered outside at a safe distance, but that bad weather had forced them to meet inside that day and that they tried to socially distance while indoors. However, the story took an unexpected turn over the last week as the church was burned down on Wednesday, May 20th in an apparent act of arson. Investigators told WLBT3 that graffiti in the church parking lot read, "Bet you stay home now, you hypocrites." Authorities are offering a reward for tips on any possible suspects. Major Kelly McMillan told WREG, "We've collected evidence and stuff we are trying to get identified through several different companies, and stuff to perhaps give us some leads and lead us in a direction we can find the person or persons responsible for this fire." But in the meantime, Waldrop says it's hard to know where to start. He told reporters, "We don't know anyone that we even think could be capable of doing something like this." Pray for justice to be carried out, and pray for the safety of churchgoers at First Pentecostal Church in Holly Springs. And if you appreciate this story, you can read more stories like it on charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.